Blazing the hottest hip-hop in R&B. WBRU 360. 101.1 FM.
Hey, hey. 101.1 FM WBRU 360. It's the Midday Spark Up. It's your girl, Christina Sev. Right here every Tuesday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. And I got my guy, DJ Franchise, with me. Franchise, what up?
Another day, another dollar.
Today is August 29th, and it is not a beautiful day out there, despite us still being in the summertime. A lot of people are saying the summer is over. It's not. We got a month left of this, whatever kind of weather this is out there. It's like a smooth 75 degrees out there. I'm not mad at it. I like the fall, personally. Franchise, what's your favorite season?
Spring.
Spring.
I mean, it was 70 degree days. Yeah, I'll take that right there.
All right. Fall is better, but it's whatever. Sweater weather, put on some Tim's, hoodie.
I mean, you could do that in the spring at night as you go out.
That's true. And you are a night owl, so out in these streets holding it down. You think you're ever going to let go of the streets?
Yeah. I'm not in the streets, first of all.
Oh, you're working. Okay. Yeah, that's true. All right, so this past weekend, it was my daughter's birthday. She turned 9 years old. Happy birthday, Emily. There you go. You sound so beautiful. I have a 9-year-old now, and I don't know what to do with that because her attitude is already out the roof. I'm thinking about kicking her out the house, thinking her maybe sending her to her father because I've done enough and I've had it. Girls are tough. Do you have any little girls in your life? Nieces?
Nope. It's just the closest was... No.
Just your son.
No, what am I talking about? I have two sisters. They just don't live here.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't count.
Yeah, so yeah.
When your son is 9 or 10?
And he's 9. Yeah, he'll be 10 in October.
Does he have an attitude?
It's there.
Is there?
Right now, I call it a personality, but I know it's an attitude.
I know it's an attitude. You call it a personality to cope?
Yeah.
But he seems like such a good boy.
At times.
Except for that run, though, huh? Did you work on the run?
He's getting better. He can't roll either.
He can't be good at everything. He's already a black belt. Got to give him credit for that. I was also at a college graduation last week, and I was thinking about how we normalize in the black community struggle. And I want us to stop doing that. I want us to be released of the struggle. I want for us to be there for our younger kids, nieces, nephews, cousins, or whatever, as they transition into the next step in life. And let them know that we're here for them. High school graduation. We don't have to let them struggle. We can help them. I feel like people think like struggle is a good lesson in life, and it's like, no. They will struggle in other ways. Life will give them their lemons, and they'll learn how to squeeze them in other ways. But we don't have to let our kids struggle for no reason. So for all of you that have a kid going into college this year, help them out as best as possible, especially if you know what it's like to be in college, being broke and being hungry. I ate McDonald's Monday through Friday while I was in college. That's crazy. You know how much money I spent, how much times I was going to the bathroom? Like, it was a wild time.
Did you go to school at?
I went to Rick.
You guys didn't have, like, the meal plan points and stuff?
Well,
like
I
that?
Didn't live on campus because I had a kid.
Gotcha.
I couldn't live. I mean, I could have snuck my kid in there, but that would have been embarrassing if they found out I had a baby
wild.
In the room.
That would
have been crazy, right? Woo-hoo, a baby on campus is wild. But anyway, congratulations to everybody out there who's going into college this year. I heard the girl that was on the radio show last week, shout out to Juan Wilson for giving her some money so she can buy some things that she needs. Because college is expensive. And my goodness, I'm so glad it's over. I'll never go back to school. Franchise, if you could go back, would you go and do the same thing again?
No.
You would switch it? Like another major? Or?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't go to college at all? What would you have done? Just be a DJ and just twerk it out?
Yeah, because I always worked, too. I always had a full-time job.
While in school,
yeah. So if that's the case, I could have skipped the college life, worked and DJed, and probably still be.
But do you think you would have got your position in work without your degree?
Yes.
Really?
My first job was at a KFC. My last job was at a Dollar Tree. I could have did them both without a degree.
Well, that's true. But anyway, everybody getting their degree. Good luck to you. Go get that big paper that you walked the stage for and work your butt off for 4 years, 5 years. I was in school for almost 10 years, literally like 9.5-ish. And I'm still like, do I even have a degree for real? But anyway, that's a conversation for another day.
I went back to school 10 years later.
10 years after high school?
Nope. I dropped out of college. I went to college right after high school, 99. I left in 2003. I didn't go back until 2013, 14.
Really? So you recently graduated?
A couple years ago, yeah.
Wow.
No, I didn't go back to college until I had a kid on the way. That's when I was like, all right,
that's
crazy. I was the oldest person in all my classes.
We have things in common.
God.
Now we got to get you on the love page.
Hey, all right.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Okay. No, we don't have to, really.
We'll get into some pop culture when we come back. Keep it locked.
That's right. My other cousin worked at KFC with me. I got him the job, baby.
Hey, gang, gang. You know why Drake will be legendary? Because if you go back to his music, every song hits. I feel like it hits more when it's older. I don't like it when it's out and fresh because it gets played out. But when it's all said and done, Drake is really that guy. But we're going to get into some pop culture now. Noah Lyles, who is an Olympian, he has some things to say about the ESPN.
NBA.
About the NBA. Did he hate, though? Okay, so let me break it down for everybody who doesn't know. He said he was asked about how to grow or improve his sport. And he replied, you know, the thing that hurts me the most is that I have to watch the NBA Finals and they have world champion on their head. World champion of what? The United States? Don't get me wrong. I love the U.S. at times, but that ain't the world. That is not the world. We are the world. We have almost every country out here fighting, thriving, putting on their flag to show that they are represented. There ain't no flags in the NBA. That's what he said. Franchise, what do you think about this?
I think that the NBA is known for what? The greatest basketball plays around the
country.
There you go. Well, no, the world, because you got to think about it. You get some of the greatest players that come from China to come play in the NBA and from Africa to come play in the NBA, and you get some of the best.
But are they winning titles?
I mean, yeah, there's 18 players on the team, damn near, so I'm pretty sure some nationalities winning the title. It's not broken down as one solid, you know, China team, something like that, but overall, nationality-wise, it's so mixed in the NBA as opposed to baseball. You can point out two or three black people.
It's, the baseball is more American. We all know that.
But as for NBA,
but they also get named world champions too when they win.
Very true. World Series.
So
you're right. Yeah,
the World Series. Yeah. And you're not competing against the world, though. You're competing in America.
Well, think about it. Some of the best pitchers that are in the.
They're not from here. Yeah. They're from here. The Dominican Republic.
Red Sox. Who's the main player? David Ortiz?
Yeah. That's true. David Ortiz, Pedro Martinez.
So instead of it being, you know, this is for this country, that it's just a melting pot of all countries all around.
That's true. But this is to me, I agree with him. I think it's a fair argument. There's a sports journalist who focuses on African sports. His name is Gary Al Smith. He said, I would say a disproportionate amount of Americans actually believe that the NBA is, or that the winner of the NBA is the world champion, because people from multiple nationalities or the best NBA players in the world play in the NBA. And then he went on to talk about basically that Americans, there's something called American exceptionalism, and that he said American exceptionalism gave self-confidence to Americans in any sphere of endeavor to make them believe that if you are American and you are good at what you do, you can make it anywhere. I think that's a fair argument, though. Like, if we put LeBron James, like, obviously, LeBron James, maybe that's not a good example because he is the greatest player right now. And, like, if he competes in the Olympics, he's going against other countries, is he not? He's playing the USA Olympics.
There you go, yep.
So that could count. So they could name themselves world champions because on the grand scheme, they're champions from this country, right? But there's other parts of the world that just are just as great that we're not competing against during the finals. You're just competing against American teams.
Well, let's remember, every 4 years we make this an event where the best from every single country in the world comes together, and we call it the Olympics. And
the USA wins.
A lot of times.
But I think the argument is.
And you notice when that happens, a lot of players from the NBA that are from other countries actually play for their real country as opposed to playing for the dream team in the US.
At the end of the day, can he shoot a three-pointer? That's what I want to know. Like, you're talking about a sport that you don't even play.
No, he can't.
He's a track and field champion. Like, he's not a basketball. Like, they have to serve him now. They have to bust his ass on the
court. You can. Depending on how you use it.
Okay, they have to bust his ass in the court.
And even that as an example, okay, some of the best track and field people in the United States are from where?
Other countries? No, that's not true. We just had, what's her name win?
Sha'Carri Richardson?
Yes.
I don't even know what nationality she is.
She's Black American.
Really?
Yeah.
Even in tennis.
Serena Williams? They're Black American too.
No, what's the young girl that's talks to the rapper?
Oh, yeah.
Naomi Osaka, her name?
Yes.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah, but that's just one example.
Well, I'm just saying, it's in many sports, you'll get
right. You always have different. You're always okay. Gonna have, you're yeah, that's your have. Point. Yeah, I agree.
It's just basketball has the most.
Yeah, that's true.
The most.
That's true. Well, I don't know. I think it's a good conversation worth having, though. Hockey.
Hockey, on the other hand.
Who even plays hockey?
Fam,
for
I don't.
Have you ever watched a hockey game?
I've watched one, but
on TV.
Yeah, I seen one live. Went to a Bruins game.
Is it fire? It's probably fire in real life.
For those that like it, to see the fans get routed up and make it's kind of cool. But if you don't know what's going on, like I did, when is this over?
It's like, where's the puck? You don't know what a foul is, why they fighting.
Well,
they
just be fighting. Like, yo, how come he can just punch him and it just goes on? But he got penalized.
Yeah, that's a wild game. Also, congratulations to Simone Biles, who becomes the champion. She is the first person to win 8 titles in the Olympics, and that is legendary. And this is like her 8th year winning. So, I don't know. I guess it's safe to say that she's the best at what she does ever in history.
She took 2 years off and came back.
That's so crazy. And then Sha'Carri Richardson, who we didn't talk about last week, also is now the fastest woman in the world. So, there's a lot of amazing things happening with Black people in sports right now. So pay attention. Don't be so down on yourself reading all that sad news. I try to stay away from sad news. It's enough. I'm tired of being sad. Look at the outside. It's gloomy out there. You got to keep your spirits up. Take care of yourself.
Is it going to rain?
I don't know. But if it is, we ball.
12 to the DA and judge. Never been a dog. Anytime you love. You ain't got to give my love.
I hate sharing my food. That is like a fun fact about me. Not something I'm proud of, but it is something. Because I just want to enjoy my food. Like when I eat, I really like to eat what I enjoy. So when I'm enjoying something, I don't want to share it. Like I don't want to share anything I enjoy in this life. I want to have it to myself.
Not wrong with that. I
You hear me? And I know. And I know martial arts. That's all I'm gonna say. Anyways, we have some local news to talk about.
So you don't like to say anything? Nothing at all?
Nothing in this life. No. Except for bottles. I'll share bottles.
What if you're done with it? Like, what if it's like an old pair of shoes and like your favorite shoes?
No, I keep those.
You can't fit them no more.
I keep those for the men's. Keep them in the tuck. All right. Actually, I was going to get into local news, but I want to get into this KFC commercial real quick because I don't think it's racist, but also, fair point, I'm not Black American. Like, right, I am Dominican, so I probably feel different about certain things that may seem culturally insensitive, right? What we're seeing is a beautiful ad, right? I love this design. Franchise, have you seen it? Tell me what you think about this. It's a man on a spoon in the reflection of a spoon, a woman on a knife, and then another Black man on the fork. And then at the bottom it says, finger licking good.
And where's this hat?
In Canada.
But it's all Black people eating chicken.
I was waiting for you to say that.
Yo, the Black guy like really digging into that. I'd be so pissed at that right there. I mean.
But they showed up to the job, no?
No, I know. I get it. Yeah.
You think this is racist? Do you like chicken, Franchise? Yes or no?
Yeah, I like chicken. I mean, I don't.
Okay, we have another person in the room. Do you like chicken? Yes or no? And they're lying. I love chicken, okay? KFC needed a new marketing campaign to save them. KFC is drowning franchise. When's the last time you had that? That joint is nasty.
I would feel better if they would have threw one other.
What ethnicity would you put up there?
It doesn't even matter.
For real.
It doesn't even matter. But the fact that you stuck the the fact that you stuck the black people in fried chicken, which is the biggest stereotype of all time.
Yeah, no, it is. It's terrible. I'm just joking and having fun with this, but I don't agree with it, I promise. Ugh. But I just think it's hilarious because Dave Chappelle has an episode of this, which they brought up here. The one where they're looking at a commercial of General's Fried Chicken. Remember that episode? This one right here. And it's a commercial of a cartoon, a black cartoon with like a cigarette in his mouth or something. And he's like, get your fried chicken. Obviously being mad racist. You know, I'm not surprised by this. Why are we surprised by racist things?
Yeah, you shouldn't be surprised.
We shouldn't be surprised. Yash Chicken? Why'd they name it Yash Chicken? Who says Yash franchise? What community says Yash?
You know what the crazy part about that is?
No, I want you to say, I want you to acknowledge who says Yash. Who says it the most like that?
I don't know. But you know what's crazy about it? Walk in there, like, I'm trying to go to the spot, Yash Chicken, and you walk in, and you're expecting to look behind that counter and see.
At least one guy in a tutu twirling.
What? Or maybe even a black person. I'm like, wait, don't know black people work here?
Yeah. Yash Chicken came from the black gay community. That's cultural appropriation, but it worked. It got us all there, did it not? If it was called something else, would you have gone? If it was just called Fried Chicken Place, would you go? You wouldn't be in a rush.
Not in a rush, but I'd probably try it anyway.
Because you what? You love chicken.
Try this chicken and fries general at least one time. Just to.
Gotta try a little something, something. But in more news, the kids are going back to school in a week now, September 6th. I cannot wait to put that little girl back on a routine. She's out there living her best
life. That's y'all. My kid goes back to school tomorrow, baby.
Let's really? Oh, work, right? Not fireworks. We are sick of our children. Put them babies back in school. And they'll be in there longer now. Well, in Providence, at least. I don't know if it work, too. So an extra 30 minutes, that means you have to, that means take your time getting there. That doesn't mean go be late now. Because that's the thing. It's going to be a mess. Everybody's going to be late. And let's see. Let's see what happens. But I don't know if you heard about the bus driver that got lost with the kids for 2 hours. Transferred them to another bus without telling their parents. They showed up with a whole different bus driver. That's so crazy, yo. Do you know the mayhem I would cause in that city if my kid was missing for 2 hours? That's too long without any communication.
What about the bus driver on his first day that was dropping off kids at the wrong spot? Elementary kids dropping them off at the wrong stop.
That's so crazy. Just dropping kids. Dropping kids off anywhere is crazy. Like, you didn't even make sure. But, you know, that's an interesting thing that's happening. Like, what's the proper training that they do for these bus drivers? We never thought of those things. We just trust our kids with these bus drivers. They're regular people like everybody else. I'm not saying we shouldn't trust them because I would hope that they are hiring trustworthy people. But, and they're super strict. Like, you can't get tickets. You can't have it. If you have a DUI, say goodbye to your CDL.
Yeah,
like, you have to get proper training for this. But if people are dropping kids off at the wrong place, losing their kids, what are they training them for? Definitely not how to use a GPS.
I always thought bus drivers to be from your, at least, a vicinity.
From the vicinity?
Yeah, I always thought that.
But
maybe it's not
but
enough,
nobody's
though.
Hiring, yeah. Nobody's working.
Yeah, it's not enough.
Because nobody wants to work. I'm starting with forever admitting that I'm wrong. It's my pride. Act bad. So, did he finally announce his new album? Did you see that?
September 15th.
I cannot wait. Are you excited for this?
No.
Why? You're not excited about new Diddy?
No.
Oh, because you're not a lover, man. Luckily for you, this is the Love Report segment. I know that this is your favorite segment. So let's talk about love. Let's check in with each other. I think that's a good idea because I don't really have a topic. What's going on in your love life?
Oh, are you asking me?
Yeah. There's only one other person on this mic here.
Nothing.
Stop acting brand new.
Same thing that's been going on for the past almost 10 years.
What is it?
Nothing.
What's the strategy? Toot it, then boot it. Toot it, cuddle a little bit. Netflix and chill. Come over. Work, I don't got my son today.
Put work before everything. Keeps you out of trouble.
You have good answers.
Dang, keep yourself busy. Don't give yourself.
How do you keep yourself busy? What do you do at home?
Double booking myself. Can we just go through this?
That's only 2 days in the week.
That's 3 days of the week. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And there's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I'm here. Sunday, I'm here.
Well, and then after
Sunday,
this?
Sunday, Sunday, parties. Monday, I'm here. Tuesday, I'm here. End of the night, I filmed the rappers. Don't forget.
On the Tuesday, but what do you do on Wednesday?
I got my kid. Wasn't just hearing the fireworks that he's going back to school.
So now that you have all this free time, gotta
drop him off at school. He goes to school in Johnston, so by the time I get back from Johnston, it's 1 o'clock. But he's so far.
It's only 15 minutes.
Gotta pick him up at 3:30. Then he got karate class. And then it's like, it's going. Better ask me what I do on Thursday. We're gonna repeat the steps of Wednesday. Take karate out. We at piano class. So what are we talking about?
Wow.
Then we're back at Friday.
Do you think
two parties on Friday, two parties on Saturday, let's do two on Sunday.
Do you think you're running from love? Do you feel like that?
I've been done running from love a while ago.
You don't ever want to be in love ever again?
Pass.
Franchise, please. I want this for you.
Why?
Because you're a cranky man.
How about you?
I'm doing just fine. I'm figuring myself out, working on things, moving out of my mom's house. Love is a battlefield, Franchise.
Who wants to go to battle? Why do I want to go to battle?
I'm trying to escape in a clean way, the way that you have. But I'm not as good at it. But no, I'm just chilling. You know, I'm just going with the flow. You know? And seeing what happens. Letting nature take its course. It is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't.
Do you have something extra that you work on besides your podcast and work?
No, actually, just this and work. That's it. I just be hanging. I just be chilling.
Where do you want your podcast to go?
Oof. This is not what this is about.
No, actually, it is. Watch. Where do you want this podcast to go?
I don't know. I haven't potted it since April, really. Just two more episodes I did with Tony T, and that was it. I just been doing this.
Would it be dope if it ended up like Drink Champs? Where you had millions of views and stuff like that?
Oh, 100%.
Now, do you think the person that would be your partner would be ready for you to get millions of views every single day? Millions of people inside your inbox all the time. You hanging around celebrities and they can't come all the time. Do you have a partner that's ready for that?
Do I have it personally?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know because I haven't gotten to that.
Or even thought about it, huh?
No. I mean, if it got there, like, I think you deal with it as it comes, right? Like, you can't.
And what people find out late in life when they start to get to those points that I really don't have a partner that's... Why are you trying to make love look so negative right now?
You are talking about the worst case scenario.
Flashbacks.
Franchise, oh my gosh, not the shade. Call her out right now. That's why you always call her out when you play R&B songs.
No, I can go back to even before that. I remember I got into an argument when I was DJing a party. It caused me to break up with my girlfriend right there on the spot at the party.
Because she argued with
me? Because I hugged a couple of people that had came in to say hi requesting songs.
Mm.
Bothered her.
Maybe it was the way you was hugging them.
Or, you know what? Maybe she didn't like them to begin with. My bad. I didn't know that. I don't know all these people. And caused a huge argument.
When you hug women, do you put your hand on the small of their back?
No.
No?
Over the shoulder.
Over the shoulder. Wow. Interesting. Over the shoulder. That's crazy, because I have pictures to prove otherwise.
That's fine.
So, I've seen you active, and this is my thing. People that know that you're a fake and a phony.
I'm not active.
Yeah, you are. You're in these streets.
I am a boring person. Last week, I binge watched four seasons of Fear the Walking Dead. Who wants to hang out with a person and watch Fear the Walking Dead?
Somebody out there is looking for a homebody right now. Girls like homebodies. After a certain age, we're like, I just want a man to sit down, right?
After all of that partying, is that how you're getting right now? Like, you're ready to...
Oh, yeah. I'm off the streets. I'm out clean. I have a lot of things that are shifting right now in this life, in this time in my life. So I have to move strategically now. So I won't be as active in the community as I was before. Just for a little while, I'll come back. When I come back... It's going to be the comeback. You hear me? I'm going to come back with dollar bills, making it rain in the strip club. I'm gonna do all the things. I'm gonna get a brand new car. I'm gonna act so brand new, you know, and just still be in the hood because we outside.
And eventually get sucked up into a relationship again and lose it all.
Boy Meek Millie, man.
Blazing the hottest hip hop in R&B. WBRU 360, 101.1 FM.
101.1 FM, WBRU 360, Midday Spark Up, right here every Tuesday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Christina Seb and DJ Franchise. Shout out to Rami, who's in London right now, who's probably tuning in or not because I saw her living her best life. I'm going to run her business right here. She is outside, you hear me? She was at Carnival and she was acting up, twerking, drinking, doing all the things, so... Shout out to Rami, much needed break, and she's also working out there, which is really dope to say that you're getting booked in the UK.
That's like, fire.
That is fire. New experiences. She's gonna come back with a fresh new mindset. That's what it's all about. It's about experiences. You can apply it to whatever it is, your passion, your ambition. Just feel better about living life. Sometimes we get so caught up in the everyday, moving around, that we forget to celebrate small things or even big things. So shout out to Rami. There was some new music last week that came out. Victoria Monet's new album, Jaguar 2. Really, really good. I'm giving it a 9.5 out of 10. And the only reason why I'm not giving it perfection is because I haven't repeated it. Like, I'm not running back to it. It was good, and when I heard it, it's smooth. But is it my favorite of the year? I don't know. I have to live with it. Have you heard it?
No, not yet.
It's really good. It's really good. It was it just sounded mature, just sounded very pretty. She's good at choosing that. Like, the pen is crazy to me. And I really enjoyed it. There was also new music by Burna Boy. I haven't finished that album, but I did start it. And he's doing exactly what I thought he would do.
Except for that track with J. Cole where he had, Let Me Down.
Yeah. J. Cole Let You Down, you said?
You know what? Not even J. Cole's fault. Not even J. Cole's fault. But the track he got with J. Cole...
They didn't hit like
it felt like it never was gonna start.
Yeah, it was. I think that Burna Boy is in a experimental stage because he's done like a lot so far in his career, and I feel like he really wants to do hip hop. I think this is why he's trying to maybe force a collaboration with J. Cole. That's not two rappers that I personally would put together if I was an A&R. I would never put them together because, first of all, why would you? Like, I never pictured J. Cole on an Afrobeat. Not to say that he can't do that and try something new, but...
Not that one, though.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a force. Obviously, you have to go and listen to the features sometimes just to hear what the people are talking about. A lot of people...
Burna Boy said he's not an Afrobeat artist, though. He does say he's not an Afrobeat artist. He's called Afrofusion.
Afrofusion.
That's what he says he is.
Well, he has a really good interview out with that guy, Zane Lowe, on YouTube right now that I watch. And it's very interesting to hear him talk about the way hip-hop has shaped him to be who he is. And, you know, you think of people in other parts of the world, you don't think that hip-hop is affecting them the same way.
No Horse did the same thing and got the same result for a while.
Who?
Sean Paul. Sean Paul was on a lot of hip-hop vibe then.
Yeah, that's
it was,
true.
It was kind of... He was always...
He did a song with Blue Cantrell, Busta Rhymes, Keisha Cole, Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, he was always walking Beyonce. That line, yeah.
That's true. There's just some people that can do that, and they can step out of lines and be pop if they wanted to. Just because he's from Africa doesn't mean that he can't do that. So shout out to Burna Boy for trying new things and continuing to still be that guy. Because let's not play around like he's not that guy. Come on. He is that guy. He has a record out that's hot every year for the last like 4 or 5 years, maybe longer. So shout out to him. There was also some new music by an artist named Friday from Philly. I really, really like this guy. He is like, he has Giveon's voice, but he raps kind of like Moray. And then he sounds like, who else can I compare? I don't know. He just sounds like a fusion of a lot of different artists, but it's fire. If you're looking for something that sounds refreshing, he's sing rapping on there too, so... If you're into that, that's the kind of music you need to go check out by Friday. Self-titled. I think this is his debut album, if I'm not mistaken, but it was very, very good. There was also a new single by French Montana. And what did I say just the other week? French Montana needs to hang it up. he stepped away from music and has never been able to come back the same.
I forgot to play that for you today.
That song is trash. The new song with Sway Lee. That. It's bad. Sway Lee also put out a very trash record not too long ago. I don't know what's going on and what they got to do to get back in their bag.
What about the one that don't have Sway Lee, the other one, over the Lumi DB?
That one is okay. I'm not crazy about it, but I don't hate it. It's his best one in a while. And that's sad because it's not even that great. But I don't know what's going on over there. He got to get it together. There was also the J. Cole feature on the on Gucci Mane's album, There I Go.
Yeah, that's right.
Produced by Mike Will Made It. I'm not going to be biased. I'm going to tell the truth. J. Cole didn't deliver the way I thought he was going to deliver. It didn't hit the way I thought it was going to hit. And I didn't know what's a picture either, because these are also not two guys I would think of together. Just the style of music that Gucci Mane does. Like, I don't know if J. Cole is able to have fun like that.
I was about to say they're pulling him out of his lane.
Yeah. Because this one, this instrumental, the London.
He murdered this.
Yes, he went crazy. But he didn't do that on this. And I don't know what that was about, but maybe I got to listen to it again. Also, Brent Faiyaz put out a new song, Moment of Your Life. That's really good. Tyga, another record. I don't care for it, but I know it's going to get play. City Girls, Face Down, came out officially. And there was some other releases from people that I didn't really pay attention to, but there's a lot of new music out there, as I always say every week. I dare you to listen to something new, get into it. Oh, that new Lily Rain, the one is out. Shout out to Lily Rain.
She's still out here?
Providence very own. No, I think she left on the 22nd, she said. I was like, hey, how long are you going to be here? I'm always asking her questions, like if I'm like some kind of producer trying to work. I'm really just trying to be in her business because I love her so much. Shout out to her. She got a new record. She got two new records out right now. But the one is my favorite, and that is a bop. Have you heard it yet?
Yep.
Oof. Do you like it?
Yep, it's dope. She was at the club on Sunday. She was at the day party on Sunday.
Really? I love what she's doing right now. She's going everywhere with this red suitcase, stopping at all open mics and performing the song. And asking DJs to play it. So that is, I remember that artists used to put in footwork like that. That's where I remember seeing in the game. So it's very respectable when you see someone this young do that and really make a move. And she got fire in music, so she believes in herself. Before you know it, she's gonna be one of them ones.
Let's get it, Lily.
And she's outside. And you can catch this show every Tuesday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., the Midday Spark Up, Christina Sev with my guy, DJ Franchise. And I'm going to be with Jen next week. Please delete this for Labor Day.
That's a good idea.
I'm excited for that. Shout out to DJ Lefty, who will be DJing that. So tune into that on Monday.
I wonder what y'all are going to talk about. Saying that you know you're going to be here Monday, you're going to hit her up and say, hey, let's plan something?
She usually got some things to say. She's funny.
Oh, Jen's hilarious.
She is hilarious. Like, I just be on her Instagram stories all the time looking for all the funny stuff that she'd be talking about. But shout out to everybody for tuning in. Make sure that you download that WBRU 360 app. 101.1 FM, The Black Experience. We out.
Bringing you the best selection of hits for your listening pleasure.